Welcome to the Hillbilly Hunter Podcast, where we talk hunting, fishing, and conservation through the unique lens of being born and raised in the Appalachian Mountains and adventuring throughout North America. That's the closest sound to normality I think I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, except it just went everywhere. Like, it's all over me now.
Oh, well, nothing wrong with that.
All over the laptop, good times.
Nothing wrong with that. You'll have that.
Well, are we having issues?
So, COVID-19.
Bad stuff.
Everything is closed.
Everything.
Yeah, absolutely everything.
We are definitely not open here.
No. Custom Archery's closed. Just as a precaution, keep people from wanting stuff worked on right now. We're trying to limit our exposure as much as possible. I don't know. I mean, we've not seen anything like this in our lifetime.
No, we have not.
But it does, it does happen about once every 100 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had the Black Plague in the early 1800s, the Spanish Flu in the early 1900s, and here we are with COVID-19 in the early 2000s. So, yeah.
All from eating a uncooked bat.
Yeah, I mean, I like my meat little on the red side. But
yeah, I do too, but not...
Not raw.
Not like moving still.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't been that hungry yet. Not that I wouldn't, but I ain't been that hungry yet.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, this is definitely going to be a game freaking changer
for sure. Oh, that it is. Well, it's already changed the game on fall hunting in some states. Idaho stopped selling non-resident tags.
Yeah, as of right now, Alaska has shut down non-resident hunting as of probably this week or last week.
Yeah, because a lot of places got spring bear seasons coming, so they don't want the influx of people.
Yep. And I don't know what's going to happen here. I think season in Canada opens up the middle of May. Don't know really what's going to happen there yet. I'm sure that will probably be affected somehow.
Oh, I'm sure it will. The biggest spreader of this virus is movement. So
yeah, and we are sitting 7, 8, 9 feet from each other right now.
Yeah. Yep.
So
we are practicing our social distancing.
Yeah, and there's really not been a whole lot of work. A lot of us have been, I guess, furloughed, for lack of a better term. So I've been able to get a lot done, like around the house. Been working out more. I've got my garden worked up already, basically. So, I've actually got a whole lot done, but there's not right any money coming in either.
Right. That's the hard part. Government passed a stimulus package, but who knows when all that's going to take effect, if ever. So, I'm not going to count on that. And like you said, I mean, there's not much work going on, so things are getting a little tight.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, so... I don't want to be a old like Debbie Downer, but I don't see it getting right. I mean, I don't see it getting any better till probably sometime in May.
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, we had a couple of guests lined up for the next couple of podcasts, and we've had to cancel all that. One from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. He's with the West Virginia chapter. They're just starting to reintroduce elk here, and he was going to talk a little bit about that and some of the losses they've had due to brain worm. But
That ain't happening right now.
So we've got, hopefully, get lined out here in a couple of months. We'll get some guests on, talk about some cool stuff, shed hunting and elk and different things. So.
Yeah, but I mean, we really don't know when, really. I mean, all of us just going to vary on when all this is going to reach its peak.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I think the biggest thing right now is these states are closing down non-resident hunting. That's going to affect a lot of people.
It is, yeah, yeah.
There's outfitters out there that, you know, that's how they make their living, and now they're not going to be able to do that. So.
Well, and you have to also look at it that most of them are already booked out for 3 or 4 or 5, maybe even 6 years. So the ones that are not going to be able to hunt this year, how are they going to get fit in?
Right, right. Yeah, because if you'd booked a hunt for 20, most of, like, especially in Alaska, most of those hunts are booked out
4 or 5 years
ahead. So, yeah, it's going to be it'll be interesting.
And those are not cheap hunts.
No, know. No, they're not. No, you're anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 on some of those hunts, depending on what you're hunting.
Yep.
And unless you're a rich man, I mean, that's a lot of saving to even be able to go on one of those hunts.
Well, I'll tell you what, that bird is happy.
He is happy. He is just...
Don't know where that bird is at, but he is a very happy bird. But anyway, I got sidetracked.
Yeah. So I don't understand why people are having such a problem with social distancing.
I don't know. I mean, I've kind of been doing it my whole life.
So yeah, I mean
it's kind of normal, right, yeah, to me.
I agree.
I'm kind of introverted anyway, so.
I agree.
This is kind of right up my alley, other there than not making any money.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't for the not working part, this would be great. But, I mean, if you go to the grocery store or have to stop at Home Depot or somewhere and get some supplies or something, I mean, it amazes me that how close people are getting to each other.
Yeah.
When they've been told that, you know, that's transmittable through the air.
6 feet.
Yeah.
6 feet.
Yep. And they did, I don't know. I guess that's that invincible streak that some people have got. I don't know.
Maybe so, but I mean, I don't think this is anything that you should be, fooling with.
No, I agree. Because there's no human... immunity to this that they found yet. So, I mean, if you get it, you've got it. If they'd find that, then they could come up with a cure pretty quick, but so far they haven't. So, if this thing's still around in 6 months, that puts us right on the verge of bow season.
Yes.
How do you think that's going to affect...
Well, I don't know. I would say any non-residents might not be welcome right in certain places.
Yeah, and that's going to affect a lot of people. I mean, we've got another antelope hunt in Wyoming planned.
Which is last of August?
Yep, last week of August. So, I mean, it might affect that hunt. We don't know yet. Wyoming's not come out and made a statement on whether they're going to sell non-resident tags or not. So, but we've already got money sent in on deposits, hotel room booked on the way. So, I mean, we've got some commerce already stuck out there. But even if we don't get to go on that trip, I mean, we've still got bow season here.
Well,
and
surely there they won't end up shutting that down.
I don't think he will for residents, but they might for non-residents.
Well,
I mean, but I mean, you know, a lot of people hunting's a social aspect, so they all go to a camp somewhere and spend time together. And
but you're right. I never really thought about that because, like I said, I've kind of been living social distancing my whole life.
Right, but it makes a difference. I mean, a lot of people. They're in it. They like it for the social aspect because they get to go to a camp and somewhere and hang out.
That is true.
Hunt and eat and drink beer, whatever it is they do. That'll drastically affect all that. So the numbers on hunting will probably get even less if that happens.
Wow. Yeah. That would really not bode well as far as our overall hunters' numbers, for lack of a better term anyway.
Right. But if this thing goes a long time and there's still a lot of people not working,
that's even going to be worse.
To make it worse, but poaching will go up because people will start getting hungry.
Yep.
And you can't blame them. I mean, if you're hungry and there's a deer in your backyard,
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Especially if you got a family to feed.
Hopefully there that it's not going to even remotely come to anything like that. But
no, let's hope not. Let's hope not. But you don't know. I mean, this thing may take a turn for the worse.
And I tell you what, you have got me down in the dumps talking about all this stuff. We need to maybe say just something that's a little bit more happy. It's like we are actually having a Guess the Sound contest. And not going to tell you what it is, if it's man-made, if it's not man-made, that's up to you guys.
So with this Guess the Sound, whoever guesses right, the first right guess, we'll get 20% off of anything in stock at Custom Archery, whether it be stringing cables, tunes, quivers, arrows, broadheads, whatever. We'll give you 20% off. And for the first 25 guesses, we'll send you a Hillbilly Hunter podcast sticker.
Which those are sweet, by the way.
They are sweet stickers. Once you hear the sound, you can send your guesses to hillbillyhunterpodcast@gmail.com. And like I say, the first 25 guesses will get the sweet Hillbilly Hunter stickers. And the winner will get 20% off whatever we got in stock.
Yeah, and I would say we'll probably run this to May the 5th. So somewhere around right in there.
Yeah.
It's April something right now. I don't even know what day it is.
I think it's the 4th.
Let me look.
5th, I'm not even sure, really.
So it's April the 5th right now. So we'll run it till May the 5th. And hopefully there you guys can figure it out. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be rough.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to figure it out. But be a good thing, something to listen to and see if you can figure out what it is.
So with that, we're going to add that sound in here, and we will let you guys listen to it, and we'll be right back. All right, there it was. That is the mystery sound.
Good luck figuring that out.
Hopefully there you guys can figure that out. Anyway.
But we've talked about all the bad of the COVID and the social distancing.
You got me down in the dumps, dude.
The good side of this is it'll put people a little closer to their families. The people that don't live in the cities, it'll put them closer to the nature again.
Yep.
I've seen a lot more kids outside playing than I've seen in a long, long time. So there's that. But I think there'll be some good come out of it. I think people will
wash their like dirty paws more. There's not going to be as much hand shaking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Never was a big fan of handshaking because I don't know where that dude's hands have been. So
yeah, really.
He might have been in Europe somewhere. I don't know. But
yeah.
I'm out.
I am out as well. Don't want to shake hands anymore.
No. So fist bump or the elbow bump.
Or just a nod from 6-8 feet away, I would be perfectly
happy. Yeah, I'd be
happy
with that. I'd be totally happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor.
Doctor and doctor.
And doctor. And if you don't understand that reference, watch the movie Spies Like Us.
Yeah.
Funny movie. But anyway, hopefully everybody's safe. Hopefully everybody stays COVID free. Wash your hands.
Yes. Wash your hands.
Social distance.
6 feet from each other.
Social distance. Yeah.
Which, like I said, I've been living that basically my whole life.
Right.
So it's easy for me.
Yeah. Which we're blessed. We live out away from everything, so that helps us a lot because we don't care.
Yeah.
But get out, enjoy the outdoors, stay safe, wash your hands.
And see if you can figure out the mystery sound.
Yep.
And we're going to add it in here one more time after we end up signing off.
And that email address again is hillbillyhunterpodcast@gmail.com.